the way through, came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Amazing coincidence of wording here. But we see one other difference when we compare the two account, the two versions of this story. We see that Luke has the queen of the south first, and the men of the Nineveh second, but Matthew has the men of Nineveh first and the queen of the south second. Which do you think is more original? If we dare talk of such a thing here. I just read a commentary last week that said exactly the same thing. No, there was an article that was published in some journal that I've never heard of before in a far land that we'll have to get a hold of it. And he was, the author was saying that Matthew's order has to be correct. Just what Charles was saying. Men of Nineveh and then the Queen of the South. But Luke has the other order, which is, according to one of the students here, more interesting reading. Another suggestion is that biblically, the queen of the story about the Queen of Sheba comes before the before Jonah. All right, so we have all these angles we can work on. Yeah, this would all have to come out before we made a decision. But now, I'm not going to help you with that either, or give my opinion. Because Charlie says we don't know for sure what? Okay, Charles says we can only guess which is the original, but we can't make a decision really here because we don't know. All right, so but here's the $64,000 question. This is much more important stuff. What is the sign of Jonah? I already heard someone say 3 days. Someone else said being buried. Dove, you can't answer. What? Who was assigned to the men of Nineveh? Jonah was assigned to the men of Nineveh. Okay. Excuse me? Did the men of Nineveh know about the whale? I don't know. I'm asking the questions. You're not supposed to ask questions. I want to know. Don't ask any more hard questions, Joseph. We want to know what the sign of Jonah is. Tell me that first, then I'll answer your question. No, I think you know too much also. I'm afraid you might. The sign of Jonah is that the whole town came to repentance. Is that the sign of Jonah? Someone says that's a result of the sign of Jonah. So what's the sign of Jonah that results in repentance? Well, I'm surprised that a whole class of New Testament scholars and readers, and now here we have the cream of the crop of the congregation that comes here and gets here early and studies the word here diligently, good Bereans, and no one can tell me what the sign of Jonah is. Not only can they not tell me what the sign of Jonah is, they don't even venture a suggestion here. In fact, no one's ever even thought of that before. Oh, okay. Sign of Jonah is that the prophet came from God to warn the people of Nineveh. Right, there's a good answer. Based on Matthew, the sign is 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. And Charles already said that right from the beginning. I said that he said it. What's not the same? No, it's 3 days and three nights in Matthew, verse 40. The sign of Jonah. Right. You mean in the case of Jonah, it wasn't three nights? Well, how do you know? I mean, everyone takes this as proof that it was 3 days and three nights. Bodily sign is the suggestion. I don't know. Are you asking me? Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a midrash. Brian is mentioning that the quail comes to swallow Jonah. No, Brian, look here. The whale comes, the big fish, all right, to swallow Jonah. That's the midrash you're saying? And Jonah shows him the sign of the covenant, which is what? His circumcision? This is getting difficult here to put on tape. Think we should stop the tape a while and discuss this? Right? He is. Yeah. Now wait, here, let's have someone who hasn't... Yes? The question is, didn't the Ninevites worship a god in the shape of a fish? I don't know. Did they? The Philistines did, but I don't know. I can't tell you. Not as far as I know. I see. So the idea is in this suggestion is that the fish wasn't able to retain Jonah because. God was greater than the fish God. Yeah. But what is it? Let's look at a sign. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. We have a difference in the two authors and the style or the character of the two authors. Luke is a physician and he checked things out as carefully as he could, being a scientist. From his sources, he knows that Jesus was crucified on Friday and rose on a Sunday. And he knows also that Yeshua said that he would rise on the third day. So he tosses out the 3 days and three nights. Okay? At least you're operating like... Synoptic Gospel scholars, at least we're forcing you to compare the two accounts and note the similarities and differences and begin to think about what actually Jesus said originally. This is regardless of our position on inspiration and inerrancy, and we believe that all of the canonical scripture is inspired. But I still would like to know what Jesus taught, exactly what his words were historically. because that might help me to understand him better and understand what he was saying better. Right. The suggestion is that Matthew may have been, or apparently was writing to people who don't know about who Jonah was. So he's giving them a little bit of historical background here. Udi had a hand up. We got another Hebrew speaker here who can... Yes. Right. Okay. Let me just repeat that first. Udi is saying that in Luke, Jesus says that as Jonah was assigned to the men of Nineveh, so he'll be to the to his generation. Wait. Go ahead. Right. He's making a parallel between the people of Nineveh and his generation, and between the message of Jonah and his message. Right. Yeah. And Udi is also saying, well, the fish is not a sign. Now, before we pursue this a little bit further, and this is the right direction, let us look at Isaiah chapter 8. Just for one example from the Bible, somebody needs to give me a Bible. So that I can see how much we're going to read. Here we go. It's chapter 8, and here I'm going to see where we're going to start. Let's start in verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And the word here, I believe, is oat, or sign. And the names of these children, what are the names of these children that the Lord has given Isaiah? That the Lord has given, who is this here? Is this Isaiah? Right. Maher Shalal Hashbaz and Sha'ar Yeshuv and Yeshaya. So I've written here. I don't know about Yeshaya, but apparently maybe he had a son that was Yeshaya as well. Or maybe he himself. But then who's speaking here saying the sons? The children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel. I've lost the context. Anyway, note that it's interesting to note that Yeshua and Yeshaya and Elisha have the same root. And note that the Targum to Isaiah 8:18, that's the Aramaic translation of Isaiah 18, says that the oat is, get this, Brian and Randy, what do you think the oat is here that the Targum says? The Targum will add a little bit of explanation. It says the oat or the sign is repentance. And that's what the sign is here in the case of Jesus' teaching also. And I'm really surprised that it's not easier to see, but we've been so influenced by Matthew's version that we it's difficult for us to see that the sign of Jonah is very simply, as Udi was pointing out, the sign of Jonah is Jonah's preaching of repentance. And likewise, Jesus' preaching of repentance. Nineveh repented, Chorazin did not. As Jonah became a sign, Jonah was the sign of Jonah and his preaching of repentance. As Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, he went around the streets of the city preaching repentance, so will the Son of Man, that is Jesus, be to this generation, or is to this generation. Right. But he's condemning, he's saying that these Ninevites will arise at the judgment and condemn you because you didn't repent, because a greater than Jonah is here. So the only problem that I have, or the only contradiction really to my theory that Jesus was out of the tomb already just a few minutes after Shabbat ended, that Shabbat after his crucifixion, is, everyone that's read the New Testament will say, what about the sign of Jonah? It says 3 days and three nights. How can Jesus have risen from the dead in just a little over 24 hours? A small part of Friday, all of Saturday, and even a few minutes or short bit of Sunday. The contradiction is Matthew. But I look in Matthew and I see that this is, in contrast to Luke, this is an addition. Either Luke is leaving it out or Matthew is adding it. I think Matthew has added it here. And why can we suppose that Matthew added it here? The sign of Jonah is not 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. If we look at this teaching of Jesus, it's quite obvious that the sign of repentance, that the sign is the preaching of repentance by Jonah in earlier times, by Jesus now. The preaching of repentance. Jesus and his preaching, or Jonah and his preaching of repentance. So why, how can we suppose that the 3 days and three nights would enter into Matthew's account, either from his source or Matthew added it. But perhaps it's from his source. Is there any possibility that he would add this? Not perhaps understanding what the sign of repentance was, or understanding what the sign of repentance is, but wanting to get in this sign of Jonah, this 3 days and three nights. Dove, you're shaking your head. Dove is saying there's also another mention of 3 days in the story of Jonah besides the 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. The city of Nineveh was a huge city, and it took 3 days to walk from one side to the other. But the Bible goes on to say that Jonah walked for 1 day, and then they repented. Very nice. Okay? We'll have to think more about that. All right, but anyway, we'll have to stop now. I want to draw our attention to if we ignore for a moment the one verse in verse 40 of Matthew, which seems to be a contradiction, and if we read Luke's text, we see that the sign of Jonah is not the 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Where did it come from? apparently in the process of transmitting the material, someone heard Jonah. And what's the first thing you think about when you when Jonah is mentioned? There was a mention of Jonah, so boom, 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. Possibly. That's the only contradiction to my attempt to claim, based on the women hurrying home to prepare spices on Friday and not waiting till after Shabbat was over, and the nice parallelism that we have possibly in Matthew 28:1, at the lightning of Shabbat, the going out of Shabbat, light to one of Shabbat. A very sophisticated Hebrew reference and parallelism. All right, so we'll continue to think about these things. Thank you for your attention.